So good to see you again. You've been a stranger as of late. I was worried I'd seen the last of you. Your presence at therapy is so important. The last time we spoke, we were breaching the subject of your trauma, and you'd left in such a hurry that I was worried we'd used the wrong approach and I had scared you off. I hope you didn't do anything rash when you were away. We've spoken many times about how imperative it is that our sessions stay private. You shouldn't mix your personal life with therapy. It's also not advisable to seek counsel from those who aren't professionals. You know that. You've spoken to me about the part your family played in the events preceding your therapy. People like that would easily take advantage of your weakness if you were foolish enough to take their advice. And then you'd end up worse than when you started. And I certainly hope you weren't considering starting up with a different therapist. You wouldn't want that for yourself. What with all the progress that we've been making? You're a smart boy. You know I'm the only one who you need to trust with your burdens. I have the whole picture right in my little notebook. It's like I'm holding a little copy of you. All the labyrinth twists and corners of your hopes and fears. Over 4 years of details and observations, confessions and musings, everything from your brightest day to the deepest, darkest pits of your self-hatred. Those pages are especially detailed. Does this make you uncomfortable? Well, you know that doesn't make any sense. It's my job to know everything there is to know about my clients. This is what you signed up for, and you know it's been helping. It's not all trapped in your head anymore. All those problems, all those sticky issues. I'm more than happy to shoulder the load to spread your burden a little thinner. When you first came to me, you were a jumbled mess of anxiety and grief. Now, with my help, we've been able to get you into a good, stable place. Friends, a job you don't absolutely hate, a life outside of your home. But I can see the effect your lack of consistency has caused. That little glitter in your eyes. Like you're holding back tears, like you're on the verge of breaking down. You've unlearned all the coping strategies we practiced. How sad. And that's the price of skipping our sessions, isn't it? Here, have a drink of water. You look parched. And there we go. Much better, right? Now you're back, needing that control again. My little bird thought he was free to fly away, forgetting the patch on its broken wing won't hold fast without proper tending to. Aw, it's okay. You can be vulnerable around me. That's the only way to help you. We knew that already. You realize all the barriers between us. Are self-imposed, don't you? You're only slowing your own recovery if you close yourself off again. God knows what would have happened if you hadn't had the good sense to come back to me. You're not ready for the outside world without my hand to guide you. It isn't safe out there, where they don't understand, where they aren't careful with my fragile little bird. Oh, so you did get my letter. And that's why you've made your way back in. Well, See, I was worried that after our last session, you had perhaps found the whole experience too demanding. You hadn't responded to any of my calls, so I saw fit to remind you of how thorough our sessions had been and why it would be unwise to seek a different outlet. I have several digital copies of this notebook on file. It's all for the sake of record keeping. You understand, right? Paper is so easily damaged or lost track of. It's all quite secure, so nothing will make its way out unless, well, if you don't feel like sharing your burden with me or respecting my professionalism anymore, perhaps there are some other people in your life that you'd like to reconnect with. What better way than to have a deep insider perspective all laid out nice and concisely right in their inbox? Don't get up. Your legs aren't going to work properly right now. Here we go. Sit back. Let's lean this chair back a little too so that you can get comfortable. A little woozy? Well, I need to make sure you were going to be compliant for this session. Don't worry, it's perfectly dosed for your height and weight. We've tested this one before, remember? You get so nice and pliable. It makes me so happy to see you be relaxed. Who's my good boy? All smiles and blushes in his nice comfy chair. Yeah, that's right. This is your favorite, isn't it? When you let me stroke your hair and tell you how good you're being for me. You want me to keep you like this forever, don't you? My good boy is nodding his head. When my little bird is like this, he doesn't have to think about all of his silly little problems anymore. No, he doesn't. He just lets his mistress do all of the worrying and thinking and planning. He wants to be a good boy for mistress and stare up at her with those big eyes of his. Oh, this is my favorite part. When my little bird doesn't have to worry, he's free to feel good. And he does. He feels very good. Doesn't he? Those little whimpers tell mistress all she needs to know. My little bird doesn't need to go back to normal now that I'm here to take care of him. Just one of those tall glasses of water. Every 12 hours or so, should keep all the bad thoughts away for good. So cute how he tilts his hips up and down against his pants. Such a needy little thing. It's okay. Mistress is here. We wouldn't even need to do much to keep anyone from looking for him, would we? Wanted child from a broken home, doing unwanted things with his time. Until he met mistress, of course. Until mistress started fixing her flightless little bird and making him sing such sweet little songs for her. So willing to have someone listen and sympathize. My good boy was willing to do anything for that attention. That's how we figured out the dosage together, bit by bit, making adjustments to the recipe. I thought we had perfected it during our last session, but something spooked my little bird and made him flee. I wonder what. I'll get my answer from him soon enough, won't I? Mistress gets to tell her little bird all the things he needs to know and do when he's like this, and he listens so, so well. The ideas stay, but how they get there doesn't. Like a perfect programmable little doll. If only everyone could be as happy as my little bird is right now. It's only fair I reward him for returning to his keeper. I can feel how hard and throbbing he is down here. Peeking up from the waistband of those pants. And all it takes is a bit of pressure. Some targeted strokes. And it gets my little bird squirming so happily in place. Yes, mistress knows exactly how to touch her good boy the way he likes. Oh, and my little bird is so eager to please, opening his mouth and sticking out that tongue. Yes, mistress taught him to open up like that. Her little bird knows how much he likes mistress to take her pleasure from that face. But mistress is feeling generous. Little bird will have to wait to taste her. There we are, little bird. Get that zipper of yours down and take it out. Good boy, such a good job. Wait. Let's practice what we started last time. The chair needs to lay completely flat now. And little bird needs to scoot those pants all the way off. Good boy. What a good listener. Now, little bird is going to let mistress finish what she started last time, isn't he? Yes, there's a good nod. He understands. We talked about opening up and letting mistress get to know her little bird more. He doesn't have to be nervous. Mistress will be gentle because he's been so good today. It won't be painful as long as little bird doesn't get too nervous. Mistress will put on a glove and get some lube so little bird can take some time to relax and get ready for it. Okay. He doesn't squirm away or complain anymore. No, he just obeys his commands so nicely and waits for mistress to slide her finger inside and takes it all. He likes to play with himself while mistress explores down there. Little bird needs to pull up his shirt, too, so that he doesn't get it all messy. There he goes, and all the way up. I'm so glad we can close like this. It's been such a long process, getting to know everything there is to know about my little bird. No one else has tended to this fragile thing quite so thoroughly. The hours and hours spent minding to his every need, mulling over all those notes in my spare time, unraveling his tangled emotions and mending what needed mending, and he was so grateful for it. Our hypnosis sessions gave me a taste of what my little bird could be like when he was relaxed and carefree, and mistress wanted to give him more. For mistress knew that's what she had become, the only righteous voice, the only source of proper guidance. This is how my little bird is meant to be, so docile and obedient, because he knows he's being taken care of, because he knows mistress is here to ward off all the dark thoughts and give him this blissful feeling of belonging and order. Good boy, so slick with pre-cum, so blushy from his prostate being pressed and stroked. He's shuddering and flexing his hips. Work it out now. Mistress will put another finger in so he feels nice and full in there. Little bird isn't used to feeling this good. He was so nervous last time. See how nice little bird can feel when he trusts his mistress? There it is. Keep rubbing that cock of yours. It won't be long now. Eyes glazed over. Lost in sensation. Here we go. Yes, little bird. Letting it wash over him. Letting that perfect feeling define him in this moment. And bind him to mistress forever. If he didn't want this, he wouldn't be coming, would he? If he didn't want mistress to touch him like this, he would be squirming away instead of staring blankly into mistress's eyes as he comes for her. That's right. He loves this. He loves feeling like this. There we go. There we go. All over that chest of yours. It's so much, isn't it? Stroke out that last drop. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze those balls a little to make sure it's all out. There you go. Mistress will take her fingers out once little bird is nice and calmed down. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and out. Don't move. Mistress will get a little towel to clean her little bird off down there and throw away her glove, then wash her hands. Okay, all clean. Mistress will be right back. Aw, little bird made such a mess on his chest. Let's see if he likes how he tastes before mistress licks it all off. Go ahead. I'd feed some to you. No, no, no. Little bird doesn't turn his head away. Little bird opens his mouth. There we go. And sucks it off. Mistress's finger. That wasn't so bad, was it? We can get him used to the flavor. And next time we'll work on his aim so he can taste himself right away. But for now, mistress will get the rest. So much. There we go. Nice and clean. Little bird can pull his shirt down now. It must be agonizing having to hold it back all the time. Isn't this easier? Isn't this better? We can keep my little bird feeling good like this all the time now. Let's face it. You were never going to amount to anything better. If you didn't belong to mistress, you wouldn't interest her at all. Going nowhere. Doing nothing, waiting around for someone else to take the reins, constantly fucking every single little thing up, no matter what anyone did to try and make it easy for you. Worthless in every definition of the word. Hopelessly lost and spinning out of control at every opportunity. That sad look on your face. Oh, no, no, no. Don't worry now. Mistress doesn't see her little bird like that anymore. She has him right here, so relaxed and pliant, obedient, grateful. Mistress loves her little bird. She loves how happy she can make him. She hates when he leaves and makes her worry. We'll get a space in the back room and fill it up with so many comfy pillows.
Mistress can lock the door tight and keep her little bird so safe while she tends to all of the boring business out here in her office. And she'll make sure to bring a nice tall glass of his medicine when he needs it to keep him feeling so comfortable. Those sleepy little eyes. He's all tuckered out. Mistress will let her little bird sleep while Mistress gets his room ready for him.